Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. You look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair, she's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. Come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. Welcome to Redneckinize Radio, all things trucking and then some. Redneckinize Radio live, here live. Every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in at 515-602-9731. 1 week down. 1 week down to go and having a lot of fun, knocking back, going through some things. And I was looking at some trucking news. One thing I did hear this morning, Saturday night, there was a NASCAR race. Driver got into an accident, come in, fixed it. And I guess it's really cold. It was in Atlanta. And he goes back out on the racetrack, and his bonding tape comes loose because they say it doesn't stick well in the cold. So they came loose. And because it came loose, and I guess NASCAR got pissed, and they said, okay, park it, you're out. And he was like, you know what? Screw you. You want me to park it? Sure as shit, I'll park it. And he went in there and parked it right on the start and finish line. And that was it. He was done. And he left the car out on the racetrack and just walked through the infield. And they like arrested him. There is a NASCAR jail. It's a trailer that has a little room in there where I guess you got to go and sit. And he said, well, you know, went in there, watched the race, had some pizza, you know, talked to some people. It wasn't no big deal. I was out of the race anyway. So, and I don't know if he would have gone there if he hadn't have left the car out there. But he definitely got, and he couldn't leave. So, obviously, they got bathrooms and everything in there because he was in there for like 3 hours. So, it's something like that, you know, crazy stuff. So, what do you guys got going on? It's Monday, March 20th. And, just whatever you got going. So give me a call, 515-602-9731. I want to thank one of our great sponsors. That's DPF Regeneration. You can give them a call at 800-634-3010. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. if you need any kind of parts for your big truck engine, you know, especially the exhaust systems, they got the particulate filters, the SCR systems, the EGR valves. They even got charge air coolers and turbos and EGR, you know, all that stuff like that. So, you know, those kind of systems. And they got a lot of know-how, a lot of technology expertise. So give them a call, 800-634-3010. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and I's. So other than that, it's just continuing to slow down. I mean, you know, rates are going down, and it's one of those things where you're just not going to stop it. The economy, you know, money, the value of the dollar is down. You know, I don't know, man. If you want to follow politics, it's just really stupid the way. See, the problem is that politicians want to tell everybody everything's fine. And then the poor people, they want to continue to tell them that, hey, you know, we're going to keep giving you free money. And you can't do that. You just can't do it. There's not enough money in the world that can do that. And everybody, you know, I got into an argument on Facebook a while back about how the Disney Corporation, you know, they own ESPN, they own ABC, they own Marvel Studios that makes all the, you know, Captain America, Iron Man, all that stuff, right? They own Star Wars. So any kind of Star Wars they own. What else is on there? Like National Geographic, I think. Anyway, big corporation, right? Makes a lot of money. And has a lot of hands in the pot and all that. Well, they replaced their CEO like this year. And they've been going back and forth on CEOs a little bit because of, you know, they're trying to be woke. They're trying to be, you know, politically correct and everything like that. And a lot of things been going down the pipe where they're not making a lot of money because people are not watching their systems. When they come out with different things for the kids, you know, and they opposed the governor of California, Governor of California stripped their special tax status, all that stuff. So everybody on Facebook is like, they're going to be just fine. There's nothing wrong. Okay, I agree. They probably will be just fine. But they're going to be just fine because they're going to correct whatever's wrong immediately. They're not going to go toward this one area. When they lose millions of dollars because thousands of people quit buying their stuff, okay, seeing their movies and paying for their subscriptions and all that, it doesn't even take a million people. It takes thousands of people because you're looking at $10 a month. You're looking at, you know, tickets to Disneyland. You're looking at, you know, just going to the parks and buying the material, buying the stuff, buying clothes and everything that's this stuff is. When you lose that money and you see the dip, see these billionaires that are on this board of directors, well, they have people come in and read them their reports, and the reports, all the little arrows need to keep going up. Okay. They can take little dips, but as long as they keep kind of trajectorying up, you know, when those arrows start to go down, all those CEOs in there saying, okay, fix that. No, you know, and they're like, well, and people like regular people on Facebook were like, oh, they'll be just fine. You know, they're not going to lose any money. Well, no, they're losing money. They're not going to lose any money because they're going to change. What I keep telling them on Facebook is that they're not going to go this way. They're going to go this way. They're going to go another way. They're going to figure out how to make more money. They're going to do what makes money. They don't care about anything else. The board of directors, the people that are sitting in the big room in New York or wherever their home office is, those big people, they don't care about anything but money. Okay? They want to figure out how to make the most money. When they see the money, because when their profits go down, that means their livelihoods are affected. They're not going to do that. So when you talk about, like, you know, helping the poor people and all that like that, rich people will help poor people to the extent of it doesn't affect their lives. Okay? If they have to make budget changes, if they have to create a budget where they can't go to Tahiti whenever they want, when they can't go to, vacation anywhere they want, like the Bahamas or to, France or whatever, when they have to actually like check to see if they can afford to do that, okay, then they're not going to help people, okay, and you wonder, well, I mean, that's going to take a lot of money for them not to be able to do stuff like that. No, that's wrong, because I'm not saying, you know, I mean, there's regular people take trips to Europe, and they spend thousands of dollars. These people spend tens of thousands of dollars a day or an hour, because they have private people that they hire. They have the whole hotel, you know. I mean, Paris Hilton has an entourage, that kind of thing. Okay, those people, they're not going to be affected by that stuff. They are not going to give money to the poor to the extent where they're going to be affected. Okay, that's why most liberals or most Democrats are wealthy people, because they'd rather have the government force them. It's like, well, it's not me. It's not me taking your money. It's them. It's the Democrats. It's the government. You know, but they donate to the Democrats because they don't want to voluntarily give up their money. They want to be told they have to give up their money. And then they can change and modify the businesses to make more money so they can give more money. That's all it is to it. Okay? When you have rich Republicans say, leave me alone. If I want to give it away for free, I will. Okay? Those are the people that say, just let me make my money and I'll do whatever. And you see, most Republican run companies, they pay their people well. They're very good companies, and they're not that big, because they don't need to be that big. See, that kind of thing. So anyway, my whole problem is that when you see the economy kind of dip, just remember that the rich people, well, they'll stop doing all the donations, they'll stop doing all the fundraising and all that stuff like that, because they're not going to do that. They're not going to be affected by it. Nothing's going to change their lifestyle. And they will modify, you know, how they make money so that they can keep on making money during whatever. That's why they have so much money. Because they're always going to be making sure that their livelihood, their lifestyle is not interrupted. So that's it. You know, when you see them at the Final Four, you see them at the Super Bowl, well, they've modified all their stuff. You know, they don't care if the economy is good or bad. They don't care. They're making money either way. And they're always going to make money. And they'll change whatever they're doing to keep making money. It's that simple. And you're talking about, you know, I mean, giving to charity goes down when the economy goes bad, because most of the charity that gets the most of the money from charity is from the middle class people, the people that actually get hurt during the economic downturn. So, yeah. There was another deal here. It says truck driver salaries in Mexico averaged $4,400 in 2022. Wages and total employees in Mexico's cargo trucking industry increased slightly between the final quarter of 2022 and the same period a year earlier. The trucking industry employed 1.18 million people during the fourth quarter of 2022, a 4.4% increase compared to the same year ago period, according to recent figures from the Data Mexico and the Ministry of Economy. The average monthly salary of a cargo truck drivers across the country increased more than 9% to 7,000 pesos or $370 or about $4,400 annually. So when it said average 4,400, so what are they talking about? And it's an annual, it's $370. So what did it say here? What did I say? Monthly salary was $370. Yep. Monthly salary, 7,000 pesos, which is $370 in Mexico. Mexican truck drivers' earning varied widely by location and type of cargo and van driven, the size of the company and sector they're employed in. On the low end of the wages, drivers are of cargo, cars, vans, Rabones or short bed trucks, while long haul dry van and double tractor trailer drivers can earn up to 45,000 pesos a month, which is $2,300 a month. So there are guys out there making a pretty good living down here in Mexico. Still though, I mean, my weekly before taxes is just a little less than that. It's over 2,000, but it's not 23. So they're making a little bit more a month than I make a week. Truck drivers in the mining, but you know what though? They're probably not paying as much for stuff that I got to pay for. I don't know. Of course, they probably do without. You know, they don't have all the luxuries we have. I, you know, I'll probably spend a lot of money because I can go to the movies whenever I want. I can go buy a 9mm ammo whenever I want, right? I can take my motorcycle, my Harley Davidson out and go riding wherever I want. I don't know if they actually can, if anybody down there in Mexico actually buys street glides and the CVOs and stuff. I don't know. It says truck drivers in the mining industry had the highest monthly salaries during the fourth quarter of 22, averaging 21,000 pesos or $1,100. It says drivers for dental offices at 16,000 pesos and railroad transportation intermodal services at 15,000 pesos. So yeah, what we had was, is you remember when the guy got, when the, those four people got kidnapped? So there are doctor's offices and dentist offices that offer facilities to do cheap medical procedures, dental procedures there in Mexico. What it is you make an appointment with them, and then they have security. They'll come get you. You cross the border, and they'll come get you and drive you to the office, wherever that may be. So that's what they do. So they got to pay their drivers well because it's partly a security thing. And that's what they were digging into. A lot of people did podcasts on that, and they were talking about how those people, when they went over, they were there to buy, I think, like prescription drugs or they were doing stuff like that where they were trying to get stuff cheaper in Mexico rather than pay for it in the United States. And they mistaken identity, and really they just went on their own. They didn't have any kind of security or anything like that with them that they were calling. Like, you know, so, I mean, you call the pharmacy down there, and they'll, if they're not exactly right there on the border, they'll come get you if they know you're coming. So those people didn't do that. So there you go. And but yeah, that was, I guess that's a big release. I guess something happened in the media where they released a bunch of numbers there in Mexico talking about their deal. It says just a lot of local stuff. So I don't know what you got going on today. I'm getting ready to go to work, and I'm still doing the night shift. It's working out really well. Yeah, they looks like they're talking about everybody getting a raise where I work. So, you know, of course you got to give your employees raises when the inflation rate is so high. So, you know, and it's still year to year, it's still around 5 to 6%. So, I don't know. Let's see if we can find out. So January was 6.4, and now see, this is, what is this? This is let me try to look it up here. It's SCB. SCB statistics. Oh, that's in Sweden. United States inflation rate. So yeah, January 6.4, February was 6. Okay. So that's what they're saying right now. And it's kind of like, so 2022.5 January, 6.4 February, 6% March. January 2023, 6.46. So they're forecasting it to be 5.8. They forecasted January at 6.3, it came out to 6.4. They forecasted the February 6.1, and it turned out to be 6. And now they forecasted March to be 5.8. So steadily, but the goal is 2. The goal is 2. So at that rate, it would take another 6 months, probably more, probably another year for it to get back down to 2. I don't know. But when you think about for the last 2 years, it was at 6. So that means in the last 2 years, it was at, well, in January for the last 2 years, it was 13. Okay. I remember at one point it got up to 9. So that still pretty bad. So you're going to have to watch out for that. And that's going to be one of the things you got to think about. So, yeah. So I don't know. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Give us a holler. Check us out. RednecknEyes.com. I was going to pull that up over here and see. Yeah. Okay. It's off. Yep. It's not a... So, yeah, get us on. You can check us out. Search us on Facebook and that kind of thing. It's just funny. Appreciate everybody following along. I don't know. I'll see you in a minute. Hang on. We'll be right back. Everybody, hey, this is Ed with Renick and I's Radio. Hey, we're going to call it, so everybody have a great night, and we'll be back here for the next, 4 days, Tuesday. I'll be back Thursday and Friday, and that'll be it. So, hope everybody enjoys themselves at the truck show, and we'll see you guys later. Let me actually get to the next song, and we'll wind it down. Oh, no, we'll get it here. All right, everybody, stay safe. Stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandI's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.